He has so many more about trees of Vrindavan. At least it is about Vrindavan, Braj.
I don't have directly about trees.
Yeah.
You should also. But I will do some people are here. We should also try to enter in our Swarup. Swarup Sadhan. How to be a gopi? What are the bhavas of gopi? You should know. And try to enter in the Rajanuga bhakti system.
You wanted to ask that question?
One question.
Huh?
At the end of that chapter,
What we have read, Jaiva Dharma?
Yeah.
What we have read.
Well,
what we have read up to half Namatattva, and we are up to phases of rust. But we have many questions before that, so now is not
two questions.
You had a question.
Yeah.
Maybe say we just ask two questions to finish up that section on Baba. One was Vrajana and Vidhidhar. They each saw their guru as a different Vagatmaka. How is that possible?
In a Madhura guru. Are also fine. They can also be teacher to classes, but so Guru was in Madhura. So he has given some things to Vrajanath also, which includes in Madhura. But a Sadhak of Vaisarasa cannot be. Because there is no Madhura factor.
But in the translation, it said that he saw him as Subal, and he saw him as Lalita. How can that be if that's not his Vastu, that's not his position?
In Madhura, everything is easy. So he can see it as Subal does seva to Krishna. In Radhika, Subal, Sudam, Lavang, Arjun, Nanda, Yasoda, everything includes in Radhika. So a man can see in Radhika everything. Just like in Krishna, we can see every conception of Narayan, Garbhodasai, Kirodasai, everything. So, likewise, in his bhakta of Madhura, any kind of before horror,
yes,
that can be seen. So a man can see his Gurudev of Madhura, Tarsalyaras also, Nanda Yasoda also, Subal also.
You're not saying one doesn't say that your guru is serving in that mood, or one.
I'm seeing,
or actually Lalita, or serving in the mood.
Serving in mood, not Lalita. But part of Radhika, manifestation of Radhika, Lalita. Manifestation of Subal, not Subal. Because it will be a bright one, Maya one. manifestation of Subal and Lalita.
Other question. It describes the stage of bhava. One has to come to Vishuddha Sattva, then Radini Shakti, and then bhava sprouts.
Ankur.
When someone just comes to Krishna consciousness, we've seen this, we've had experience, that we come and there's some chanting or the prasad, and so much ecstasy is coming. Not just the philosophy, but some sentiment is coming. So what is that? That is what's the feeling that you have when you first come?
This is Lokiti Sattva. Mortal Sattva. Simply Sattva. Simple Sattva. Lokiti. Lokiti means worldly Sattva.
And after that, hearing Tattva Katha and Krishna Katha, this worldly Sattva transform into a Prakrit Sattva. And after that, anartha removing and nistha ruchi and asakti comes. But a newcomer cannot have all this. There is to wait and to do sadhana. So these are only kumal sraddha. Kumal means very
small.
Small, like small. Not ripe seed. Not ripe.
Yeah.
Unripe sraddha. It will not do anything. And have to hear and hear and to do sadhana. Hardly. Then a real bhava will come.
But only at Vishuddha Sattva. So before that, then what is the sentiment that one has?
Is it shadow? Light shadow. Chaya bhas.
Chaya bhas.
Or pratibimba bhas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has.
Also here we had questions.
We were. Chayabhas or Pratibhimbabhas. But in Bhakta, Chayabhas.
Chayabhas.
And in Mayavadi and other Karmi Jnani Yogi, Pratibhimbabhas.
And that Chaya will develop.
Definitely.
If he's within association, then it can grow into Sai Baba.
But if we don't hear and don't chant and do bhakti, Raman Kirtan, then Sraddha will dry and everything will dry. No use.
This is one other question I just wanted to ask. The Guru's picture, and sometimes there is the vigraha, the form of the Guru. In what sense is Guru manifest in his picture? You have picture of Guru.
We see the picture, and at once the real expression or Guru comes in our heart. We offer our ideal things to Gurudev.
By seeing the picture, it comes in our heart.
That acceptance, conception of Gurudev. He is smiling. We have seen him, but by picture, it's clear. And whole conception of who they come in our heart, and we do.
Sometimes offering is made to this guru's picture. Sometimes someone is traveling, and then we say it is prasadam. So how is it being accepted?
Because guru is very powerful. When we remember him, he will at once come. But his body is not physical. Body is Shuddha Sattva. He cannot see, but he will come. And what we offer, he will take. And thus it is prasad. Without teacher also, if he will offer anything, or pray to him, he will hear and he will at once come. It is said, like God, Krishna, when we chant, Krishna is in name, is everywhere where we pray, and he will take everything what we offer. Gurudeva will also have everything which he offers, and he will surely come. He is always with us.
Not
clear? I'm not clear.
No, that is clear. So that thing, like most of the names,
Guru Yakhanda Tattva, Baldev Prabhu.
So by mercy of God, everything happens.
Baldev Prabhu sees our heart bhavana, and he does it.
If you are busy, we will come. We don't want
I'm tardy, Banka.
Okay.
But I hope that you will not be angry with me.
We got so much in this short time, we cannot repay you.
You can come and give.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
What is it?
We have read up to the first chapter on Rasa. This is chapter 26. We have completed that.
Beginning chapter. Yes, Rasa Vichar. This chapter is beginning of Rasa Vichar.
No.
Yeah,
yeah. After discussion on the
Nam Tattva.
Yeah.
Then it comes.
Yes. But we also have questions from before that. Should we ask those questions? Maharaj, would you need the book for reference?
No yoga.
It is alive. It is Jaiva Dharma Dhaka Hindu Vala. The mother Vala Dha is a capital.
We had to do with Namatattva. In that chapter on Namatattva. It describes how the pure name descends on the pure mind and the pure tongue of the devotee. So until one has a pure mind, he's actually not chanting the pure name. He's not pure. He's not actually chanting the holy name of the Lord until his heart is pure.
If our heart is not pure, and if anyone is chanting, then certainly it will be Namaparad or Namabhas. That would be Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan, you know?
Yes, knowledge of relationship.
And unconditionally surrendered soul. This would be. No Namaparad, no Namabhas. Then it will be pure name. Krishna will himself come upon the tongue and in mind.
Then it describes the different types of Namabhas chanting. The English is just by coincidence or by accident, in the examples, Ajaneo, sometimes in joking, Harihatra, Dova.
Hela.
And Hela is the one that we have a hard time understanding is that Hela. Hela, which is negligent. He is translated negligent. So is negligent chanting the same as inattentive chanting? Or is it different?
Negligence. Chanting Harinam and thinking and doing other things.
Yes.
These are negligence.
Why is that included in Namabhas? Because that is usually considered one of the 10 offenses, one of the Namaparad, is to be
inattentive.
Namaparad, when it is done knowing everything, then it is Namaparada. Negligence is not Namaparada. Simply, he is not careful and by Sambandha Gyan he is not doing now. So it is negligence. That will come in Namabhas. And in Namaparad, knowing all these things, and when I am in sense, I am doing and repeating all these things, then it will be Namaparad.
You know you shouldn't do it, but still you are doing. Then it's Namaparad. But how to stop this inattentive chanting is very. My mind is so hard to control, and I can try and try and try and try, but still mind is running.
Manasikha and other books favorable for devotees and favorable sadhan bhajan. They are told that Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. That all Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Patit Pavan Nityananda Prabhu, so bitterly that they will come and they will help us in this death. And we should also pray Harinam, because Harinam is Swayam Krishna in Radha. So by their mercy, we can chant Vishuddha Harinam. So without praying and always chanting spontaneously or always chanting Harinam, so that Aparadha and Namabhas cannot come enter in our Harinam. This is the process. By the grace of Bhakta and Bhagavan, Guru and Bhagavan. Always chanting, always engage our mind in Bhakti Anusilan.
Bhakti?
Anusilan.
Yeah.
Anusilan?
Yeah.
Then we can have, we can be protected.
One needs very strong desire.
A strong desire is very favorable for bhakti. And those bhakti are certainly very sabhagyavan.
Lucky.
Lucky.
Bhagyavan.
Those have firm belief and firm thinking of firm Hari Bhajan.
The, near the end of the chapter, offenses against the holy name. Initiation near the end of the chapter. It is better, you should never give initiation in the divine name to anyone without considering his eligibility. When you will be a great devotee, you too will be able to give power, infuse power into anyone. First, you have to infuse power into one and good regard in one, and then you may initiate one in the divine name. So long as you are a second class Vaishnava, your shouts remain indifferent. Here's the end of the chapter.
What chapter? 24.
Yeah,
24. Last night. Is there any slok?
Of all the instructions that have been laid down in the Vedas, the chanting of the holy names is best.
What is the question here?
it doesn't, the translation here, I'm not sure about what it means. It seems to say that a second class Vaishnava, he can initiate someone who he inspires, who he can inspire. But a first class Vaishnava can inspire anyone. He can give inspiration even if the person is not so qualified.
Only first class Vaishnav can give inspiration to the other heart. But Prathame.
But then it says a second class can give initiation to someone whom he can inspire.
But Harinam is best sadhan, he can say, that is inspiration. And he creates sabdha of Harinam and bhakti. That is, in some extent, it is Shakti Sanchar also. But in first class, he can do anything but one. But Madhyam Bhakta cannot do like this. Uttam Bhakta can say that at once Krishna Prem you have, then certainly you will have. But Madhyam Adhikari by Hari Katha and by his instruction. He can gradually Shakti Sanchar, he can do.
This is also about initiation. It's in chapter 22.
But we have come to conclusion for this question.
The one I asked is that the Uttama Adhikari, regardless, it doesn't make any difference about the qualification of the person. He can give him Krishna consciousness.
He can give her, cannot, he will not give. He is not sure. He may give, may not be good. But he has
capacity
to do everything, like Narada.
And Madhyam Bhakta can just, by his Harikatha, he can gradually inspire the person, and as the person is inspired, then he can give. So it is dependent on his, on the inspiration of the person. But Uttama, not dependent on anything.
Inspiration or eligibility? I think it says that the Madhyam has to be very careful what the person's qualification is. And Uttam, he does not have to have that.
So it is written there that first he should create Shraddha, and then Madhyam Adhikari. Having friendship with equal rank of Vaishnavas and Kripa on Kanishtha and Upeksha of Vidveshi.
Who is against devotion?
Avoid.
Having these things, those who have some Shraddha, he will at first create Dhrdha Shraddha on the heart of
Sadhalu person. Hmm? And after creating Sadha on him, he can give Harinam and initiate. Without being qualified, he should not give anyone Harinam. What is the qualification? That I don't want anything Anya Vilas Sunna and Gyan Karma Adi Anabrata. That two things we see. Whether he is in behalf of Mayavad, whether he is wanting anything like Karmi, then he should give Dakshar, he should create Sadha, and then he can do Harina.
Chapter 22 is discussing the section where they discuss the symptoms of bhava, asabandha, and different. So before that, it says initiation can't be taken before bhava. He's written like this. Initiation which is taken before bhava is no initiation. Is it?
After bhava, no initiation.
Now he said that.
That's a.
Initiation which is taken before growth of bhava is no initiation. We can't.
What is the discuss mean?
Yeah, what is discussed?
So, what are you saying? Do
you
think? I'm
not
sure. But you are doing it.
What
is it? What is it? What is it?
Before Asabandha. And then it talks about initiation. Before that.
About manushunyata. Manushunyata.
He's asking about the symptoms of bhava.
Asabandha here.
Yeah. So before asabandha, here, I think it's here. He's talking about initiation. Then he says initiation, which takes place before bhava, is no initiation.
No, not that thing. Here it is, after brahmachari, if anyone wants to take Paramahansa base. About Paramahansa base it is written. when anyone takes a vase of this Babaji vase, door and coffin, like sannyasi vase, the Vaishnava vase, Babaji vase.
Right, yes.
So that vase, after half that vase can be taken.
Okay. Now that's very clear. How they have written it, it makes no sense.
Without bhav, if anyone takes vase, it is avaidha. It is not sanctioned.
It's very clear, but the way he has written, it sounds like dikta. It sounds like dikta,
no.
But it's...
But it is not.
So now we can leave this and go to the beginning of the Rasa. From reading this, and this is very hard to understand. But looking at our nectar devotion in English,
we have some understanding.
Some understanding. And if I could tell you what our understanding is, and then we could correct. Now we're starting from when the two of them, Vijay and Vrajnarath, go to see Guru
Gopal.
Guru, yes, Gopal Guru Goswami. So, what he's trying to explain is the development of rasa here. And the first thing that he explains is how rasa develops from emotions or sai bhava. So he's explaining the stages of development of from sai bhava to rasa. And these stages are vaibhav, anubhav, satika, and vyavichari or sansari. These are the different stages going from sai bhava to rasa.
Nice. No.
Okay, no.
It has not development of one thing, but there are different things. Like water, sugar, and all the materials, what makes all them into, changes them into rasa.
Ingredient.
Huh?
Ingredient.
Huh. Maybe given the sense of any fragrant thing also. So everything mixing of everything, then it becomes rasa. So thai bhav, bhav, vibhav, sati and vyabhichari are not the same thing or advanced thing of one thing. They are actually one, but there are different things. Sattvic is not vibhav. So there are all the mixed rasa.
When they are, the ingredients are mixed together, they become
rasa. But there are different things.
Yes, just like sugar is different from the water, and from the saffron.
Well, it's sent material then, doesn't make sense, right? So this is Sai Bhava. When that emotion is maintained for a long time, it turns into the sentiment of devotion to Krishna. This is just after the beginning of their conversation.
That would be Visuddha Sattva. It is essential for us. At first, by devotional practices, Krishna Anusilan. First comes Vishuddha Sapta. And then comes Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhav. This Bhav is transferred into Sthayi Bhav. So that Bhav is Sthayi Bhav who governs either Anukul Bhav, every Bhav he governs.
Bhava means emotion or feeling?
Not actually feeling, but a prakrit feeling.
Spiritual.
Regarding Krishna.
Yeah.
Suddha Sattva, the mind of Suddha Sattva, mind, this Bhava of Suddha Sattva.
So, first there is the platform of Bhava.
Huh.
And then?
Then it comes the
steady. Steady Bhava means steady.
Steady. Steady Bhava. Means that Bhava can be changed.
Cannot be changed.
He rules, governs every kind of Bhava, but himself not changing. That is, he can have Hasya, Karun, Raudra, Bhayanak, Vibhatsa, Vandisit, Vatsalya, Dasya, everything he can. But his relation between Krishna will never be changed. Like sometimes Yashodana, his mother, Krishna is his son. This thing will not change in any case. When she is laughing, sometimes she is weeping, sometimes she is serving Krishna, sometimes beating Krishna, sometimes Karun, Rudra, Bhayanak, sometimes talking as a friend to Krishna. He is doing service as a friend also. But she is not friend. She is always mother and always be mother. This is called Sthayi Bhava.
Is it fixed in one rasa yet?
In jiva's potency, every jiva has a special kind of Sthayi Bhava. But yet it is not bloom.
Mm.
Very, very. Yeah. Only a bhav in heart. It is not known.
He does not know, but his rati, his attachment to Krishna is
of any kind, either dasya, sakha, vatsalya, and madhu. Like, we can have 1,000 kinds of seeds give in a same soil and give Ganges water in every pot, every seed. But every seed will gradually come in their own shape what they have. They will not come in one. A Swatinakshatra water, Swatinakshatra water, you know, the water of Swati Nakshatra.
There is one star in the sky, Swati by name.
Swati.
Yes.
Yes.
It is water drops into the sea.
On that, in that season, when it is Swati Nakshatra, and if it rains, then it is called Swati Nakshatra water.
Yes.
If that water will go in the elephant's head, it will be Gajamukta. Gajamukta, you know?
Some jewel?
Yes. Some jewel.
Yes. Very valuable jewel. Yes.
And if that water goes in
snake head,
yes.
Snake head, it will be
money.
Money, you know.
Yes.
Okay. If it goes in the feet of cows, it becomes goroshana. Goroshana, you know, very precious thing.
We'll find out, so.
And if it goes in Hiranki
deer's
mouth, then it comes here as a kasturi.
But
if it goes in the sea, in what? Sit,
Well?
Yes.
Money.
Yes. Pearl.
Then it becomes pearl.
Moti.
And if it goes in the plantain means kelato.
Banana.
Then it becomes karpur.
Kampur.
Yeah.
Kampur. So, only one water goes in every all these things and becomes separate things, create separate things. So, we see that Bajanath and